back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back to The Sports Hangover. Jay Hargrave and Sharif Ishak subbing for Gus Kattengau on The Sports Hangover. We're live here at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen in Tab 132 Royal, and it's a great pleasure to be joined by Jacques Doucette, WAFB in New Orleans. Jacques, we really want to get into some impersonations, but first we want to talk about the LSU football Tigers. We know all the problems going on in Ole Miss, and that's kind of dominated the news. But this LSU Tiger team with new coach Ed Orgeron, it seems like the public, the LSU fans are split. Some really wanted him, some didn't. All I kept hearing was about the offensive performance at Alabama. My big question to you is the health of Danny Etling. After the season, it came out the back injury. Was the back injury a major problem with Danny's performance last year?
Well, first of all, great to be with you guys. I hope to harness great performances for you on your live radio show today. In the meantime, as far as Danny Etling goes, you know, I think there were some throws late in the year, I think in the bowl game in particular, where he was trying to throw the ball out of bounds late in the first half, and it fluttered, and he threw an interception there against Louisville in Orlando. I think that might be one example of him not maybe being able to throw the ball like he wanted. And certainly in the spring game, Danny Etling did not look that great. Now, when we went to SEC Media Days last week and talked to DJ Chark and new head coach Ed Orgeron, they did say that since he's had this back surgery, and Darius Geis as well, that he's been able to put a lot more velocity on his passes, and the ball's coming out a lot better than what it was before. So I guess only time will tell until he's in a live game with live bullets and he gets hit from behind or gets hit, period. But, you know, I don't expect him to say anything different, that he's, oh, his surgery went terrible and he's limping around. But everything we're hearing right now is positive.
Jock, afternoon. Nice to hear from you. You never call me anymore.
Hey, Sharif, all your frat whoop mop friends in Oxford today, Jackson and Keegan and all those Greek guys in Oxford, they're not having a good day today.
They're not. Gutherton and Redding, they're not having a great day in Oxford, Mississippi. But I'm sure a couple beers would fix all that. And speaking of fixing, trying to fix the offense, Jacques, you know, when the defense loses players, they seem to be fine. LSU's lost some talent off that offense from last season with the receivers, losing Trayvon Darrell, Malachi Dupree, Ethan Posick. Do you feel like this offense will be fine for Matt Canada with what he has right now?
Well, certainly I think DJ Chark will be the X factor. I think that he is going to be heavily involved in this new offense just from what we were able to watch at spring practice as far as, you know, handing him the ball on jet sweeps and throwing him the football and just getting his hands on the football. I think he's going to have a really big year. And Darius Geis will probably be a better fit in this offense than Leonard Fournette would have been in the fact that he's going to be a nightmare for opposing defenses even more once they get him in space and get him in some one-on-one matchups. And I think there's a lot of, you know, wide receivers waiting in the wings that it seemed like they're all made in the same factory. You know, they're all like 6'4", 6'5", 220 or whatever pounds. And if you ever watch LSU warm up there in Tiger Stadium and when they go up and do these pass-catching drills in the north end zone, it's pretty impressive. So it's just a matter of those guys doing it on the field. And certainly guys like Darrell Williams and Nick Brosette would like to do well in the backfield, and guys like Foster Moreau. I guess the fullback position is now officially obsolete. It's the H-back and tight end. So those guys will look to thrive as well. And I think Danny won't be a huge running threat, but maybe he can do it just enough to keep defenses honest.
Jacques, is it fair to say that these offensive players are happier now with Coach O and Matt Canada compared to when they were with us? Just seems like when you talk to them, when you even bring up the word offense, it just seems like they have a big glow and smile on their face about it.
Yeah, and it's not a, you know, I guess I don't think they dislike Les Miles. I just think that they probably just got tired of running into a brick wall. You know, certainly the 2015 Alabama game comes up immediately in which, you know, LSU went in there undefeated and tried to run Leonard Fournette into a brick wall all night, and it didn't work. So I think that they will utilize their talent a lot better. Be really interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to see know, how the defense does, Sharif, because I would make this comparison, and I think Cody Warsh from a Tiger Rag magazine says this, and I agree with him in the fact that Dave Aranda is basically in year two, just like Cam Cameron was in year two at LSU. Cam Cameron's first year, he had Zach Mettenberger, he had Odell Beckham, he had Jarvis Landry, he had Jeremy Hill. And the next year, all those guys were gone. And Dave Aranda, you know, had Kendall Beckwith, Jamal Adams, Davius White, both those defensive talents. And now he's got to, you know, coach up some new guys to run that defense the way he wants it to be run.
Jacques, you mentioned the people in Oxford, and we're already hearing replacement names. Of course, Les Miles, I think, is going to be the name that's thrown around for every opening until he eventually accepts one. But the other name we kind of heard, and I guess as LSU fans we need to get used to it, is Dave Aranda. Are you guys hearing anything up there of people that Ole Miss may target and maybe someone off the Tiger staff?
Well, certainly, you know, Les Miles would make sense for a lot of reasons, and then maybe for some other reasons he wouldn't make sense because, you know, Ole Miss needs a guy that represents good character, stability, a calming presence. Les Miles will be all those things, you know, regardless of if he was fired at LSU or not. I think he's still a very popular figure and probably, you know, still one of the biggest rock stars out there as far as, you know, being recognizable. I mean, every time I tweet something about Les Miles or put it on Facebook, it still gets a lot of traction. I think he still has a lot of fans out there. He's got a lot of detractors, I guess, too. But still, he would bring, you know, a big face to Ole Miss. On the other side of things, he's going to be 64 years old. Does he want to go into what could be just a horrific situation and be back in the SEC West and, you know, be approaching 70 years old one day and still getting hammered by Nick Saban, Alabama, and then possibly LSU and some other people and say, this is not the way I want to go out. So as far as Dave Aranda goes, I mean, I don't think that's going to stop until he's a head coach one day. You know, I think that's always going to be swirling, and that's good. That shows that you've got somebody really good on your staff. But at the same time, you know, he's kind of, when he's been asked about, he's kind of been, you know, non-committal as far as he wants to be a head coach or not. But certainly that was a big deal of Ed Orgeron remaining LSU's head coach, the fact that he surrounded himself with two very good coordinators.
All right, Jacques, you are literally Les Miles. You are Les Miles, and you're getting the phone call. Les, do you want this job from Ole Miss?
Good job. Good men, good young talent, offense, defense, special teams, quality football team we could build there in Oxford. Not sure if I want to, you know, be battling those young men at Tuscaloosa and Baton Rouge, Sharif.
Coach Miles, you've talked about kissing men on the lips. What went on at with Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss? Is there anything you want to add to that situation?
I think I'm going to defer on that one, Sharif and Jay Cole.
Jacques, I know you do a lot at LSU coaches. Have you ever done Matt Moscona? He's going to be up here next on after further review.
Hang on one second. Hey, guys, this is the voice of the Tigers, Jim Hawthorne. How are you today? Well, let me tell you something. I did not miss calling LSU baseball games all the year this year. 56 freaking games, and then a rain delay because Andy Canizero kept making pitching changes at 1 in the morning. My goodness.
That's the moneymaker right there.
That's good. That is really good.
Hey, Sharif, it's Coach Maneri. You know, when Dede Bro finishes second in the country, everybody thinks it's great, quite frankly. And then when I finish second in the country, there's some people that are mad at me. Why is that, Sharif?
It's another good one, see? What about Skip? Hey, Coach, what do you think Skip Bertman thinks about the job you've done this year?
Somebody said, Sharif, to all my friends out there, I wish one national championship. And to all my enemies out there, I wish two. Because after you win two, it's over. They expect you to win every single year. And quite frankly, they're spoiled. Just like Saints fans, they win one Super Bowl, and it's like, hey, give me a two-dat. You ought to be happy with your one dat.
Jacques, have you gotten Coach O down yet?
A great group of Tigers, some great young men. Good to be representing the state of Louisiana. Stop asking me about jogging without my shirt.
That's unreal. How do you do this? I mean, I've heard Frank Caliendo talk on TV that he can look at someone's mouth and get the voice down. How are you able to get the voices down like that?
So, hey, Fletcher Mackel here. So, you know, Sheree, I mean, I like college baseball. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like college baseball, so I go watch it. But, like, spend 2 weeks in Omaha, yeah, no thanks. I gave that to Sheree. It's like, Sheree, have fun with that one.
So. That's clean version Fletcher.
That
right
is
there.
Good. That
clean
is
version
good.
Fletcher. That's without the cursing Fletcher right there.
Yeah, I mean, if people are tuning in, they think we got Fletcher Mackerel on.
Yeah.
Well, I've been silly enough in the last 5 minutes for it to last me a month. I think maybe some of your listeners may love it, and some may. Well, you know what? Screw it. It's July. What's today, Sheree? July 20th.
Yeah, there's nothing going on, Jacques. I mean, there's something going on for you. What's going on with Red Rock and Blue?
Red Rock and Blue is going to do our rescheduled softball kickball tournament, not this weekend, but next, a week from today. And if anybody out there plays U-Triple-S-A slow pitch softball or even just wants to put together a softball team to give back to your local Louisiana military, men and women, local military charity organizations, you can put together a team, and you can sign up while you still got time at redrockandblue.com is our website, redrockandblue.com, and we'll do it next weekend, and we'll be finishing things up. So, and we've given a lot of money to military organizations over the years. I think we've given over $100,000 to charity in the last 2 years combined. So, if anybody out there wants to be part of that, have some fun, a 3-game guarantee, then sign up. We've got a couple of great concerts. Unfortunately, Tropical Storm wiped out a celebrity softball game, but we got some other cool stuff coming up.
Well, that's a fantastic organization to be donating money to, Jacques. That's a great thing that you guys do up there. We appreciate your time. Tell the people how they can keep up with you.
Yeah, my Twitter is at Jacques Doucet, and then WAFE.com, Facebook and Twitter, and then maybe, you know, one day I'll just decide to be an idiot full-time like, you know, Jim Carrey or something and make a lot of money in that regard.
Well, you definitely got a future in that, man. That was absolutely fantastic. We appreciate your time, man.
Hey, Jacques, it's always great to talk to you. There goes your music. I made sure you got some Van Halen before you got off there.
Let's see. Well, I'm trying to listen what song that is. It's Jump, of course. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Sheree.
Thanks, Jacques. We appreciate your time, man. Have a good weekend. That's Jacques Doucet, WAFB Channel 9 in Baton Rouge. We got one more segment to go. I don't know where the 2 hours go, Sheree. Come on back and join us for our last segment. Matt Moscone is going to be on right after us, so don't go anywhere. ESPN New Orleans 100.3.